Dr. Mark Gallanter is professor of psychiatry at New York University and was founding director of its Division of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. Today, at the 166th annual meeting of the American Psychiatric Association in San Francisco, Dr. Gallanter delivered the Oscar Pfister Lecture, during which he spoke about what we can learn from Alcoholics Anonymous about addiction treatment, spiritually oriented recovery, and social neuroscience. In addition to providing evidence that AA works, he also discussed ways to understand how participation in AA may work on the neurocircuitry of addiction. In an interview with Psychiatric News, Dr. Gallanter discussed what's known, but what's also still to be learned, particularly with regard to what many successfully recovering alcoholics call a spiritual awakening.
Most of the contemporary studies on mechanisms associated with addiction deal with material lecture that I show initially, which involves changes very specifically in the circuitry between the prefrontal cortex and the limbic system. But these are relatively acute effects and do not necessarily at all reflect why people in long-term recovery, particularly in AA membership, experience less craving when they're they have had a spiritual awakening, as they term it. So there's some sort of transformative experience among long-term members that involves subjective experience that merits study. Cognitive studies in terms of acquisition of memory and memory integration, and studies falling under the heading of social neuroscience based on the influence on behavior and attitude of social context. All of these demonstrated in imaging studies, one can put together a model that would explain how attitudinal changes come about that relate to long-term recovery.
But Dr. Gallanter was quick to point out that the religious or spiritual dimension of Alcoholics Anonymous and other similar 12-step programs should not dissuade clinicians from referring their patients or dissuade patients from attending. And he said that AA provides long-term, low-cost help to alcoholics that is accessible in almost every community in America.
Successful improvement in drinking outcomes is not correlated with religiosity as measured at the outset of treatment or with greater motivation, so that clinicians don't have to be concerned that patients whom they may refer are not religiously oriented or not highly motivated. In fact, the best AA outcomes are associated with greater severity of alcoholism. The other thing is that just in terms of gross figures, there are over a million AA members in the United States, almost 100,000 groups, so that it's a resource that's readily available and readily available virtually any time of day. Since we've long established that addiction is a chronic illness subject to relapse, and since people cannot stay in treatment continuously, we need resources that are not costly and that are available for the long term.
Finally, Dr. Gallanter suggested that clinicians try to learn about Alcoholics Anonymous firsthand.
Anyone treating people with any substance abuse problems should themselves have gone to some open AA meetings to get a better understanding of what it's like. And surprisingly, less have had that experience than you would think relative to the benefit that would be associated with it. So I would recommend that for our membership who are at the meeting.
For Psychiatric News, this is Mark Moran reporting from the 166th Annual Meeting of the American Psychiatric Association in San Francisco.